This is David Flint for Can Do. Four polls came out today, and Labour is celebrating. Prematurely, I think. Of the four, News Poll alone gives Labour any comfort. News Poll puts the two parties equal at 50-50. This is an improbable, but not impossible, jump from last time. That result was 45-50 in favour of the coalition. It seems unlikely that in 1 month there'd be a jump to 50-50. What makes it look like a rogue poll is that all the other polls say the coalition would win, at least comfortably, although there is a warning in one aspect of the Morgan poll. News Poll says Julia Gillard is easily preferred as Prime Minister, rising from 39 to 38, and now at 46 to 32. Her disapproval rating fell 5 points from 57 to 52, and her approval rating rose similarly from 31 to 36. Tony Abbott's hardly changed, falling 1 point to an approval rating of 30 and rising up one on his disapproval rating to 60. Tony Abbott is disapproved by Labour voters. And this accounts for the fact that his overall disapproval rating is so high. But the crucial question is the two-party preferred vote. Unlike News Poll, Nielsen, published in the Fairfax newspapers, says the coalition prevails. And they prevail comfortably in the two-party preferred at 53 to 47. And worse for the government, the Labour-friendly pollster, Essential, agrees, but at 55 to 45. Roy Morgan comes in at 53.5 to 46.5. But there are 2 points to note about the Morgan poll. First, it's face-to-face. Everybody else does this over the phone. Also, Morgan actually asks people how they are going to apply their preferences. People who vote will give their first preference to the Greens, for example. Now, everybody else applies them as in the last election. And if Morgan did this, the coalition lead would fall. Remember, Roy Morgan says they're at 53.5 to 46.5. If Morgan's figures are used, applying the way people applied their preferences in the last election, Morgan falls to 50.5 to 49.5 in favour of the coalition. Morgan then is coming closer to News Poll, a telephone poll, which comes to the conclusion that the parties are neck to neck at 50 to 50. Nielsen also found that if Kevin Rudd replaces Julia Gillard, Labour would win. On the two-party preferred, they'd come in at 53 to 47. But this result is unlikely. Were the ALP to overthrow Julia Gillard and return to Kevin Rudd, the coalition would campaign on the many very vicious attacks on the public record made on Rudd by his own front bench during his last challenge. And that surely would have an effect at the election. People would really wonder about a government led by Kevin Rudd. Nielsen also found that Malcolm Turnbull, who is by far Labour voters' preferred Liberal, if that means anything, is now also preferred by Liberal voters, 53 to 45. If Malcolm Turnbull were to lead the Labour Party, he'd probably lead them to victory, if these polls are correct. In the last poll, the last Nielsen poll, Liberal voters preferred Tony Abbott by a close 50 to 49. It's unlikely these figures will affect the Liberal backbench and they'll start talking about changing leaders unless the polls indicate over time that Labour would win. And of course, the crucial figure is the two-party preferred. And in all polls, except News Poll, they're still saying that the coalition would have a good victory. These polls will probably entrench Ms. Gillard in the Labour leadership. But in the unlikely event that News Poll's conclusions hold and are followed in the other polls, and all this continues over a few months, an early election, say early next year, is on the cards. The government may then be tempted to go to the polls. This is David Flint for Can Do.